Lesson 9. Exercise 2. Read and listen to the story of Hamlet. What kind of story is it?
When Hamlet's father, the old king of Denmark, died, his brother Claudius became the new king. After only a few weeks, Claudius married Gertrude, the old king's wife. Hamlet was angry with his mother because she remarried so quickly. He also hated Claudius, his stepfather. One cold, dark night, on the walls of Elsinore Castle, a friend of Hamlet's saw the ghost of Hamlet's father. The friend told Hamlet about the ghost, and that night they both went up onto the castle walls. It was another very cold night. And as the clock struck midnight, the ghost suddenly appeared. He took Hamlet aside and talked to him.
"People say a poisonous snake killed me, but they are wrong. I was sleeping in my garden when Claudius came, and he put poison in my ear. It was a painful death. Your uncle is a very evil man. You must take revenge for my murder and kill him. But please do not harm your mother."
Then the ghost disappeared. Hamlet was full of anger and hatred. He wanted to kill Claudius, but he was indecisive. He started behaving strangely, and Claudius began to suspect that Hamlet knew something. He asked Polonius, his chief minister, to find out about Hamlet's strange behaviour. Polonius knew that Hamlet was in love with his daughter Ophelia. He sent her to look for Hamlet to find out what was wrong. When Ophelia found Hamlet, he was thinking about life and death. To be or not to be? That is the question. Ophelia tried to comfort Hamlet, but he became angry and told her to get out of his life. Ophelia was very upset and believed Hamlet was mad. A few days later, Hamlet was walking around the castle when he saw Claudius. Claudius was praying. Hamlet had to make a quick decision. "Now is my chance to kill him," he thought. But no, not while he is praying. He will go straight to heaven. Hamlet went to his mother's room. She looked sad.
"You have offended your father," said Gertrude.
"And, mother, you have offended my father," replied Hamlet. While they were talking, Hamlet heard a noise behind a curtain. He was suspicious and thought it was Claudius. This time, Hamlet was decisive. He took out his sword and killed the person behind the curtain. But it was not Claudius. It was Polonius. The situation in Elsinore was getting worse. Claudius sent Hamlet to England. While he was there, Ophelia went mad and killed herself. When Hamlet returned, he was more depressed. Now both his father and Ophelia were dead, while the evil Claudius was still alive. Soon, Laertes, Ophelia's brother, arrived back in Elsinore. He blamed Hamlet for the deaths of his father and sister, and challenged Hamlet to a fight. Claudius wanted Hamlet to lose, and so he poisoned Laertes' sword. He also prepared a glass of poisoned wine to give to Hamlet in case he won. The fight began. During the fight, Hamlet's mother, Gertrude, drank some of the poisoned wine from Hamlet's cup. Hamlet cut Laertes, and then Laertes cut Hamlet. Suddenly, Gertrude fell to the floor. Laertes told Hamlet that his sword and the wine were poisoned, and that it was Claudius's plan. Without hesitation, Hamlet killed Claudius, and then died himself. Elsinore Castle was dark and silent.